can't blame me for this one. I didn't fucking request it. What do you want from me? Anyway, I'm just gonna go ahead and, get on with the questions, I think. I think that's the best way to go here. Let me turn on the music a little bit, it's too loud. There we go. Loop this track. You know what? This track actually makes good, quiz night background music for answering questions. It's, like, unobtuse. Yeah. It's good BGM shit. Also, who was the best Doki Doki girl? Definitely Yuki, or whichever the one, the book one was, the shy one. She was pretty cute. But, you know what? She's the nerd fantasy cute bookworm girl who's like, I want to read books with you. It's like, well, yeah, we're all fucking nerds. We read books. Like, no shit. They all suck. Play Totno instead. Well, yeah, that's actually correct. If it's between the two, play Totno instead. Totno is a much better game. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and ask for question 11. Okay. Question number 11. Who is the author of the light novel series Boogie Pop Phantom? Who is the author of the light novel series Boogie Pop Phantom? All right, we got our answer in. The answer is Kohei Kadono. Somebody googled that real quick. Don't worry, I did the same thing to get that question. And Snowhalation X All-Star is the request. Well, I guess we're going full memes tonight. Sure. That being said, I know the track is not actually called that. I have to figure out what it's called. I know it's a Triple Q mashup. But Triple Q always names his shit in weird ways. It's not this one. It's not this one. It's not this one. Oh god, why do I have so many fucking Snowhalation mashups? Oh my god, it's like a Snowhalation ecosystem. Oh god. Is it in the DB? Let's see. There's the DJ Khaled one, which was probably my favorite one, actually. Let's see. Alright, I guess I don't have this one. I know it exists, and I know I've heard of it. Or maybe I do have it, but it's like in a Triple Q album under a weird fucking name. Oh god, I have more Triple Q music than I care to admit. But it's fun sometimes, once in a while. Let's see. I have to, like, decode the names. No, it's not Hold Muse Down. Hold Muse Down was the DJ Khaled mashup, which is still my favorite, probably my favorite, Triple Q track, because it legitimately works, and it's really funny. The intro part where he did a little video with, Nozomi and Honoka getting out of Khaled's car. That shit's pretty funny. Not gonna lie. Dumb, but funny. But anyway, just do me a favor. Just upload the file in the thread and I'll play it. You won the R. So that's that. I'm gonna move on to question 12. Which is, what religion does the Helsing organization represent? What religion does the Helsing organization represent? allergies, fuck you! Alright, so the answer was the Protestant Church. Specifically, it would be the English Protestant Church, the Church of England, but like, Protestantism is fine, perfectly acceptable answer. So it's gonna be Hatena de Washoi from Hidemari Sketch. Good R. Prostitution church. There's sinners, Dougal. It isn't fine. I see Anderson is in the thread. Anderson posters go. Do not reply to Anderson posters. Delete Anderson threads. Report Anderson posters. Alright, so apparently Hold Muse Down is being offered as a substitute for the All-Star mashup, and frankly, in my opinion, it's the better of the two anyway. Anyway, let's move on to the next question. In the series Paranoia Agent, what weapon does Lil Slugger wield? In the series Paranoia Agent, what weapon does Lil Slugger wield? Alright, so technically everybody who said baseball bat is correct, but I was looking more specifically for golden bat, and somebody said dented golden bat, and they requested Oh Desire, so I'm gonna play that. Everyone mad, screaming. It's too fucking bad. Alright, and finally, no, not finally, what am I saying? Question 14. There's another one after this. Alright. Question 14. How is Rhea brought back as a zombie in Sankareya? How is Rhea brought back as a zombie in Sankareya? Surely you remember the thick zombie. This image is very biased toward the wills of Dougal. You're right. I thought this was going to be a Dark Souls question. Honestly, I kind of wish I could do a Dark Souls specific quiz night. I have a video called Dark Souls 3 183 Discoveries that I'm slowly watching as the R's play, and it's really nice. Alright, finally, the answer was a resurrection potion. Rhea does eat hydrangea leaves, but he specifically brings her back using a resurrection potion that he meant to give to his cat, and she drank it too, because she fucking died. Believe it in the night. What is this? Believe it in the night. It's definitely not fucking Paramore, I know that. I assume it's not the Chris Wallace song, so you're gonna have to give me a little something-something here. Please help. In the Priscilla in the Dark series... Oh my god, I'm gonna die. In the Dark Soul series, who has the fluffiest tail? Priscilla. Oh, okay, we've got the file, and what a thumbnail, holy fuck. Alright, that's what's playing. Y'all asked for this. Alright, and now the actual final question of this round. What is the idol's name? Let me clear this. What is the idol's name in Perfect Blue? What is the idol's name in Perfect Blue? Alright, somebody just said Mima. The answer is Mima Kirigoe. I will accept Mima, because there's not a whole lot of Mimas floating around. And the request was for Netsudetsu Kanegi Wonderland, which I assume is a Dead Man Wonderland song. Apparently not, but there's no tags in the DB for it. For like, oh, it's from Saki, never mind. Okay, cool. Well, you've got your You've got your song. Two Satoshi Kon questions in one round. Yeah, you're right. I actually tried to spread stuff out a little bit, but I definitely fucked up this one. Alright. So we are going into the next round of ours. Enjoy. Shingy.